Welcome to Tool Time on location. Here we are in Tim's very own backyard.
It's Stormwatch 98!
Hi, I am Tim, the weatherman, Taylor. And of course, you all know my assistant, El Nino Borland.
That's right. And we're here to show you how to protect your house and property from the ravages of a winter storm.
It's going to be a long winter. Al's mom is our shadow. Which is hard to do because she can't see her feet at this point, can she?
Later in the week, we expect a huge storm to hit our area.
That's right. There's a cold front cruising across the Great Plains going to collide with the northeaster of the southwest, causing severely precipitous weather and a small craft advisory.
In other words, it's going to be windy. Now, a storm can be devastating, but there are some precautions you can use to protect your property.
Right. Especially those living along the lakes. Mm-hmm. You want to tie down to secure anything that might cause some damage. First thing... Gee, Al, funny as always. All right, we've already had a very bad ice storm this year. What we want to do now to prevent further damage is prune some of these trees.
That's right. You want to cut back any rotting or dead wood.
Right. Or you can recycle that dead wood and build yourself an assistant.
Now, in some areas, the wind is going to get as high as 60 miles per hour, so it's also a good idea to protect your windows by putting up 3/4-inch plywood.
Hey, guys! Holy moly, guys, you ought to see this branch near Wilson's house. It's a disaster waiting to happen. It's got stress cracks in it, big ones. Very similar ones I got on this branch here. Right back with some gazebo repair tips. Yes, Al. A big splinter in my butt broke my fall.
Okay, well, here. Let me give you a hand with that. I guess we'll just, Well, hey, what's this?
What's what, Al?
Looks like oregano. Does Jill keep it out here so it stays fresh?
Let me see that. It's not oregano.
Tarragon?
This is marijuana.
Jill cooks with marijuana?
Oh, you idiot. Somebody's hiding us out here.
Oh, I can't believe I touched this bag! Oh, now my prints are all over it!
Hey, calm down.
You know, this makes me an accessory. I could be charged with possession of illicit drugs.
Al, stop. Think for a minute. You found marijuana on my property. What does that tell you?
I can no longer run for political office.
Yeah. Bye.
Look what I found.
This is a joke, right? Is this what I think it is?
It was taped to the underside of the seat out there.
Oh, my God, it's marijuana.
That's right.
What, do you think that this belongs to one of our boys?
Well, not unless we have a chipmunk that has glaucoma.
You never know. There's other possible explanations. I mean, this could be one of your crew members. They could have hit it there.
My crew doesn't smoke pot. You can't be high when you do a show like Tool Time. Look at the quality. Precision. You got to face this. This is our kids.
I know, you're probably right. Oh, God. Okay, just stay calm. We gotta think about this. Which one is it? Has any of them been acting strange?
All of them.
Have you noticed anybody eating any more than usual?
All of them.
What about smelling funny?
All of them. Well, this is it. They formed a cartel.
Well, when they get home from school, we'll just have to sit them down and ask them.
Don't be silly. They're not going to come clean. It'll just drive the user further underground. We may never find out who's using this stuff.
Well, what do you think we should do?
We got to trap them.
Trap them.
Look, it's Friday night. Whoever owns it is going to want it for the weekend. So I say my guys fix the seat. I put it back where it belongs. We go to Wilson's house. We watch the guilty party come and nab it.
I don't know. I don't like the idea of spying on my own children.
Well, there's your first mistake, thinking of them as children. If we love them, we got to think of them as potential felons.
Don't call my babies felons.
I said potential felons. Let me try the steak out, please.
Okay, all right, but if this doesn't work, we're going to be open and honest with them.
And what if that doesn't work?
We grill them, shake them down, eventually one of them will crack.
Don't say crack. Believe this.
I don't either. It's 10 degrees out here.
No. Brad is picking his fingernail with a fork.
That's disgusting.
No, this is really disgusting. He's putting the fork back in the drawer.
Gross.
Well, here's some hot chocolate.
Oh, thank you, Wilson. Wilson, you're out here all the time. You ever see the kids do anything suspicious?
I haven't ever seen a thing, and I find it so hard to believe that any of the boys would be experimenting with cannabis.
My boys aren't flesh eaters.
I just don't get it. We have been so much more open with them than our parents were with us.
We communicated with
them? We respected them.
Where did we go wrong?
Hello? Remember the dad?
Oh, I'm sorry, Tim. It's just that sometimes I tend to think of your children as my own.
You know, we should have just prepared them better. Shared more of our concerns about drugs.
We shared up the yin-yang. You should have been tougher on them.
Well, if it were up to you, we'd never let them out of their rooms.
That's right. A couple good substantial police locks. Some hungry Rottweiler sitting out there.
You know, I've read about kids and drugs in the paper, but it never really hit home till it happened in my own backyard.
It's ironic, isn't it? You know, first we rebel against the authority figure, then we are the authority figure.
Wait. I think our dope fiend is making his move.
Which one is it?
It's Brad.
No, not Brad.
That's right. He's making his move. He's going for his coat.
I knew it couldn't be our firstborn.
It's been 2 hours. I'm freezing. I want to go inside.
Wait.
What?
Randy, walking through the living room, opening the yard door.
Randy.
Don't let old babyface fool you. He's got pothead written all over his face. He's reaching down to pick up something.
The drugs?
No, it's his boots.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't him.
He's going back inside. Ronnie just walked in.
Ronnie?
Yeah, Mark's friend.
Mark didn't say anything about Ronnie coming over. That's really weird. Oh, my God, that's it. The drugs belong to Ronnie. He's just hiding them here. What a little jerk. Oh, wait a minute. This is great! We're not the lousy parents. The lousy parents belong to Ronnie.
Well, even if it's Ronnie's pot, Mark would be smoking it.
Oh, that's true. Well, thanks a lot. I finally get my hopes up. You gotta crush him. Why do you have to be such a downer?
Don't say downer.
Tim. Honey, I've had it. Nobody's making a move for the pot. I'm freezing. You're falling asleep.
Give me 15 more minutes.
Okay, 15 more. Yeah. Not a second more than that. You know, I'm going to go out to the car and get a thermal blanket. For yourself.
Well, it's not mine. I was holding it for somebody else.
Who were you holding it for?
You guys don't know him.
Well, I'd like to know him. What's his phone number?
Well, he just moved in. I don't even think he has a phone yet.
Just moved in. You're getting inside. Come on.
Hey, you guys were going out.
That's what we wanted you to think. We're over in Wilson's yard hiding.
Oh, so you set a trap for me? Well, that really shows you have a lot of trust in your child.
We catch you with drugs, and you want to talk about trust?
Well, you raise a good point.
Sit.
Look, I told you guys I was just holding it for somebody else.
What do you think, we're a bunch of idiots? You want us to believe that you're all of a sudden in the marijuana storage business?
Is this your dope or not?
The truth.
All right, it's mine. I came to pick it up after the basketball game, and I was going to take it to a party.
Well, now you're a supplier.
No, Dad, a lot of kids bring stuff.
What is it, a potluck?
Is this the only drug you're doing?
Yes.
How much are you smoking?
I don't know, not that much.
Once a week, once a month, what?
Mom, I do it when I go to parties. It's just a way to kick back and mellow out every once in a while.
I see, so you kick back and mellow out to your car, get behind the wheel, and mellow yourself right into a telephone pole? I mean, you already managed to do that once straight.
Or were you straight then?
I don't get high and drive.
You were going to drive tonight.
You know what? Don't you guys think you're making a big deal out of this?
If it wasn't a big deal, why were you hiding under the bench out there?
Because I knew you'd freak.
Well, why do you think I'd freak about it? Why do you think so? It's because what you're doing is illegal here.
You know what, Dad? Don't you think you're being a little hypocritical?
Well, why don't you explain that to me?
I don't know. You were alive during the whole hippie thing. Are you telling me you never smoked weed?
Don't turn this around. This is not about us. This is about you, and you're grounded right now until we can figure out what to do about this. Now get up to your room.
Fine.
Believe that stuff. Pulls this and says I'm a hypocrite?
Well, he's right, at least about me. I used to smoke a lot of dope.
You don't tell him about that. It was a long time ago you were in college, and this stuff, they say it's stronger now.
It was still illegal then. I mean, I should have talked to Brad about my experiences before.
No.
He could have benefited from my mistakes.
You tell him that you smoke pot. It's like endorsing it.
He doesn't need my endorsement. He's already doing it.
Okay. Tell him the truth about everything now. How about the first time we had sex? Huh? Rusty's barn dance. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah. How about the time we both cheated on our SATs?
I didn't cheat on my SATs.
Oh, rub that in my face again.
Look, I just think that being honest with Brad is our best chance of getting him to stop doing drugs.
I'm guessing you're not talking about Metamucil.
We caught Brad with some marijuana.
Wow.
Wow. You smoke this stuff too, don't you?
No.
Is that a real no or no, I don't want to be in trouble like Brad, no?
It's a real no.
Maybe we can trust him.
Yeah.
It's me.
Come in.
Oh, man, are you in deep.
What, Mom and Dad tell you to?
Yeah. How could you bring drugs into the house?
I didn't bring them into the house. I take them to the swing outside.
Oh, that's much better. Even know you smoked.
I've only done it a couple times. And come on, you've been to a ton of parties. You telling me you never smoked?
No. And the kids who are always smoking seem so out of it. I just never pictured myself sitting in the corner contemplating the meaning of string.
Yeah, well, I don't do that.
So what do you do?
I don't know. We just kind of sit around and talk about stuff.
Like what?
What do you care?
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with you.
You know what's going on with me is that I'm grounded. Where's Mom and Dad?
They're in the room talking.
Good.
Wait, where are you going?
I'll make a phone call.
What are you doing? Mom and Dad told you to stay in your room.
Just shut up. I know what I'm doing.
You've certainly proven that.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah, it's Brad.
No, I can't take you to that party. Yeah, I kind of got busted by my parents. Yeah, won't be smoking pot for a while.
For a while?
Hey, I gotta go.
So, you're just gonna wait till we get off your back and start smoking again?
Brad, sit down, please.
Guys, come on. I mean, it's not like I'm doing hard drugs.
You don't have to do hard drugs to screw up your life.
Yep. And we know that from experience.
So you were potheads?
No, I was a beerhead.
But I was.
You were friends with a girl who smoked a lot of pot, and she got busted and ended up going to jail. Her family wouldn't talk to her. So as I recall, her boyfriend had to bail her out. God knows what would happen if he weren't around. The guy was a saint.
Was that a story about you?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, it was. It's not the whole story. I got stoned at a Led Zeppelin concert. I bought some dope that was laced with something.
What was it laced with?
I don't know. But I ended up in the emergency room that registered under the name Charlene Fogelman.
So you used a phony name so your parents wouldn't catch you?
No, I thought I was Charlene.
Well, then how'd you end up in jail?
Somebody turned me in. I was messed up for a long time after that.
She still hyperventilates every time she hears Stairway to Heaven. But who doesn't?
Look, Brad, I know what this is like. You know, when you're young, you want to have adventures, you think nothing bad can happen to me. It's just not true. Something bad can happen to you. Why would you want to take that risk?
Your life's, you know, on track now. You don't want to do stuff that will get it off track. You know, you get so much going for you. You got so much to lose. I mean, how about your soccer scholarship?
And the trust of a family who loves you.
Well, yeah, I don't want to lose my soccer scholarship. or the other thing.
The other thing is the most important thing in your life. Nobody believes or cares in you as much as we do.
I know that.
So? What now?
We can do next time you go to a party.
Which, by the way, will be a very long time from now.
Someone wants you to smoke some pot. What are you going to do?
Yeah. I'll just say no thanks.
Oh, come on. Just a toke. Come on, Brad. What's the matter? Come on.
I won't take it.
What are you going to tell them when they ask why not?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'll just make up some kind of excuse.
Here's what they tell us to use at the counseling center. Tell them that you can't smoke because if you get caught again, your parents are going to put you on drug testing.
Well, do you think my friends are really going to buy that?
You convince them. Because it'll be true.
Okay, I get the picture.
Good. Now this sensitive, emotional moment's over. I want you to go back to your room. I'll talk to you tomorrow after 10 o'clock.
What then?
Sentencing.
All right, I'm sorry.
All right. Do you think we got through to him?
I don't know. I hope so.
Because we can reason with him and tell him horror stories all we want, but when he goes out that door, it's going to be all up to him.
He's a good kid, though.
Yeah, I think so. God. Do you remember when the worst problem that we had with Brad was toilet training?
Yeah, makes sense. Couldn't get him on the pot, now we're trying to get him off the pot.
Oh, what a miserable day.
Telling me. First thing you know, you're crashing through a gazebo. You say no, your oldest son is on drugs. Boy, I need a beer.
So Brad's not going to be driving or going to parties for 2 months?
We went easy on him because he was the first one to get caught. However, the next one gets the book thrown at him.
That's not fair.
Well, no one said life was fair.
You have the benefit of learning from Brad's mistake.
You know, in some cultures, it's a kid who screwed up who's expected to learn from his mistake.
Well, this isn't a fancy country like France. This is America, where one person can screw it up for everybody.